Welcome to Action Chapel International. We are one church in many locations worldwide. We are so excited that you took the time to join us today to feed on God's word and to enrich your spirit. We know that your life will never be the same. Now please join us for this powerful message.
It's good to be with you. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. As a result of the proclamation and the address of our president concerning the coronavirus, it's been declared that for the next 4 weeks, there will be no public gatherings. And therefore, I have instructed all Action churches and affiliate churches in Ghana to suspend all services and run all our services on social media as instructions will be communicated to you all. And I will, by God's grace, be addressing you every day. And I've also declared a 30 days of prayer, 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., and 12 midnight every 3 hours. Myself, Bishop Obuda, and the rest of the bishops and the pastors will be with you. These are trying days in the history of humanity. And according to Matthew 24, it doesn't look like things are going to get any better out there, but it will get better in the church. It will get better among God's children. Jesus prophesied that nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms will rise up against kingdoms. And he said there will be earthquakes and famines and plagues, pestilence, like the coronavirus. I don't believe that this is designed to hurt you or to hurt me, but it's part of the events of the end times. 2 Timothy 3:1, the Bible says, "For know this, have a knowing, have an understanding of this, that in the last days, trying times, perilous times, difficult times, evil times, times of imminent dangers shall come." It shall come. But for you and I, as God's children, like never before, in times like this, we need to look up, not down. We need to look up, because our salvation is closer. The manifestation of our salvation and redemption is closer than when we first believe. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible said that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. The Lord is good, a stronghold. The Bible said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower or a stronghold, and the righteous runneth therein, and they are saved. These are days to take refuge in the name of Jesus. For it is written, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And these are the days of calling upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we shall call upon the name of the Lord. We shall remember the name of the Lord. We will not forget the name of the Lord that brings deliverance to all that call upon that name, the name of the Lord. And within these 30 days, we'll be praying every 3 hours, to vanquish the power behind this virus, epidemic, plague, and pestilence, that it will leave our shores, that it will not take hold and root within our borders or in our shores, that there will be no loss of lives, that even if anyone contacts the virus, that by the power of the balm of Gilead and through the prayers of the saints, they will recover, be healed, be well, and will not die. This is a mystery to the scientists of our days. It's a mystery to medical practitioners. They don't have the cure and the answer to it. But we know that it is written, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee of things in heaven and the earth and under the earth shall bow, and every tongue of things in heaven, earth, and under the earth shall confess, means acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The coronavirus is a name. It's a person without body. And in the name of Jesus, as we bow our knee and we pray, in the name of Jesus, this plague, pestilence, and virus will bow the knee and will stand down and go back from whence it came. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. I challenge you within these 30 days to trust in the Lord like never before. Show the enemy that your faith is in God. If we only trust God when everything is good, and in good times when everything is all right, then it is not faith and it is not trust. But it is in the times of trouble and in times and moments like this that we know whether we trust God or we don't trust him. It's times like this that your faith and my faith in God is renewed. It takes times like this, trying situations like this, to reveal the strength of our faith and our trust in God. I challenge you to trust in God, to have faith in God as never before. This is not the end of the world. There are people who are saying that this virus is judgment from God, and it is the sign of the end of the world. They are entitled to the opinion, and others believe it's from the enemy. But whatever those schools of thoughts are, doesn't bother me. The most important thing is for you to have a right standing with God. Because if you have a right standing with God, if it's from the enemy, the Bible said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment against you, you shall condemn. And if it is judgment from God, in the day of judgment, God has promised to deliver and to exempt his chosen, his children, from the judgment. So whatever it is, you are covered. And I don't want you to entertain fear. Don't entertain any fear, because the blood of Jesus has covered us. The Bible said, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over. We invoke the blood of Jesus over this nation. We invoke the blood of Jesus over our borders, our airwaves, our high seas and the land, and every family of this country and nation, and all the members of our church. We invoke the blood of Jesus that this virus and this angel of death will pass over our dwellings, will pass over our loved ones, will pass over all that concerns us, and that there will be no loss of any father, mother, wife, husband, boy or girl, or grandson or granddaughter, there will be no loss of any life among us, and that our wives will not be widows, and our children will not be fatherless, and that no father or mother will bury their children by any means, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible says that whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. I want to announce to you today that you are an overcomer. In the face of adversity, in the face of disaster, and in the face of tragedy, you are an overcomer. And the Bible said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith in God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And within these 30 days, like never before, you need to keep hearing the word. So I will be addressing you, speaking to you to make sure that you are fed every day for the next 30 days till we come together again. I'm not leaving you alone. I'm with you. I'm standing with you. I'm lifting you and your family up. I'm interceding for you and your family, your loved ones, the works of your hands, praying and making intercession before the throne through the eternal blood of the Lamb, that God will remember you and will remember your loved ones and everything that concerns you, that there shall no evil befall you, and that no plague will come near your dwellings and the dwellings of your loved ones, and that by the end of these 30 days, this coronavirus will disappear. It will disappear from the face of the earth and will not return again in the name of Jesus. And that it will not proceed any further. It will not proceed any further. That it will not take any life among us. That the power of Jesus' name will be a shield around us. Praying that God will raise firewalls around you. Firewalls around this nation. Firewalls around the authorities of the nation, from the president to all that are in authority, lifting firewalls over Ghana, lifting firewalls over God's children, lifting firewalls over all that are called by the name of the Lord. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You are born of God. And if you are born of God, you are an overcomer. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't have fear. Don't have fear of this virus. Take all the necessary precautions. But don't live in fear. Don't go to bed in fear. Don't walk around with fear. Don't be paranoid. Because if you don't confront your fear and deal with it, pretty soon you'll be isolated. You won't deal with anybody. You won't talk with anybody. You'll be suspecting everybody who comes around you. But have confidence in God. Have confidence in God. Be not afraid. For whosoever and whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You are born of God. You are an overcomer. I want you to say, I am born of God, and I am an overcomer. And this is the victory that overcometh the world and all that is within this world, including the coronavirus. He said, this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even your faith in God. Have faith in God. The Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. So have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Within these 30 days, until the ban is lifted, and I declare by the power of Jesus' name that the virus will not proceed any further, and the ban will be lifted, and we'll be regathered again. We will regather again in the name of Jesus, this ban and restriction will be lifted in the name of Jesus. In the matters of weeks, let it be lifted, that we may come together again and enjoy the freedom of worship that God gives us and our constitution allows us to enjoy. Remember, I will be with you every day to make sure you are fed by the word. In times like this, I encourage you, starve your doubts by feeding your spirit. Feed on the word of God. That will keep him in perfect peace. Isaiah 26 and 3, whose mind is stayed on thee, have a disciplined mind. Keep your mind on the scriptures, because he trusted in thee. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Let your mind be on the word of God. Feed your spirit. Starve your doubts. It is written, Philippians 4 and 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing. Don't go about worrying about everything people are saying. It is well with your soul. It is well. We will be fine. You are not going to die. You are not dying today or dying tomorrow. Psalm 91 verse 16, he said, I will satisfy you with long life and show you my salvation. We have to believe in the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God like never before. These are the times and the days to put our trust in the word of God and to put the word of God to test. Put it to test. He said, bring in all the tithes into my house. And he said, test me, prove me, put me to a test. I challenge you to put the word of God to a test. These are the days of trusting God. Be careful for nothing. Stop worrying about everything. Stop being careful about everything. But he said, in everything, in every situation, in the state of uncertainty, the fear of the unknown, and all that is going on, the panics all around us, many voices are speaking all over. But I pray that you will stay with the voice of the scriptures, the voice of God's word. He said, I commend you to the word, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all saints. I commend you from tonight to God's word that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. These are days that you need to be built up. Your faith needs to be built up. Your confidence and your trust in God needs to be built up. And what builds us up than anything is his word. So he said, I commend you to the word which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. I commend you to this word. Feed on it. Study the word. Hear the word like never before. Let the word be your guide. David said the other day, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The Bible said that the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding to the simple. Like never before, as I commend you to the word, let it build you up. Let the world build up your confidence. Let the world build up your joy, your peace, your faith, your trust in God. The word is able to build you up. And I commend you, your household, the works of your hands, and everything that concerns you and this nation to the word of God that is able to build us all up and to give us an inheritance among all saints. I have stood on this word and believed this word for 42 years, and it has not failed me yet. I've had challenges, but the word always comes through. The word always comes through. I encourage you to hold on to the word that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all saints. Your access to your inheritance in this life is determined by your knowledge and understanding of the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and all things were made that was made by the word, and there was nothing made that was made without the word. Have the word. Commit yourself to the word. You never fail. It is well with you. My office will communicate to you the prayer schedules and the prayer point for the next 30 days. We'll begin tomorrow. Being with you, every day you hear from me. And I'm not leaving you nor forsaking you. I'm staying with you, I'm standing with you. We've been through so many challenges over these 42 years, and God has helped us. And I promise you, He will do it again. He did it before, He will do it again. I'm closing with the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Paul said the other day, he said, the God who delivered us from such a great death, who does deliver, shall yet deliver. I want you to hold on to this word. Meditate on it day and night. It's a threefold deliverance. He said, God who delivered us, the past, who does deliver us, present, shall yet deliver us, future. Believe it. Hold on to that word. It will build you up. Whenever you are afraid, confess the word. Run to the word. The other day, David said in Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4, he said, anytime I am afraid, I will trust in you. So, fear will come. Fear will knock at your door by the things you will see and hear. In the media, you hear things from friends, loved ones, family. You see all kinds of things, hear all kinds of things. David said, he said, anytime I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord. Anytime I'm afraid. So you'll be afraid every now and then. Fear will not knock your door, but don't give in to fear. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let fear overrun you. Trust in the Lord. Return to the scriptures. Confess the word. He who delivered me, who is in the business of deliverance, shall yet deliver me. He said, in whom we believe, that is, shall yet deliver us. I want you to hold on to this word, and I commend you to this word, that he who delivered you, who does deliver, shall yet deliver you from all your fears, known and unknown fears. Be delivered from it. And I pray that you will not be a victim of this virus, that you and your house will not be a casualty, and that it will not spread any further in this country, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We nip it in the bud. We cast the power of the virus, and we override this plague by the finger of God. We command it. It is enough. It is enough. Coronavirus, stay your hand by the power of Jesus' name. It is enough. Stay your hand in Ghana, in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, in all of Europe, North America, and South America. Coronavirus, it is enough. Stay your hand in Jesus' name until I come your way again tomorrow. Live and not die. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you were blessed by that message, and we look forward to sharing God's word with you once again. For more information on this and many other Action Chapel International products and messages, you may visit our Dominion Bookshop located on the premises of Action Chapel, Spintex Road. Or you may call our offices on 030-701-1851. Or you may also visit us online at www.actionchapel.net. Once again, thank you for joining us today, and may your life continue to be changed in God's presence.